Hello.
Oh, hey, Robert. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. How you doing?
I'm excellent. I was following up. I understand that you spoke with someone in customer service and you were wanting to inquire about maybe getting another account in a different location.
Yeah. So I'm just really a little confused, though, to be honest with you, as to how it works.
Why do I need
a totally separate account for the same business to list a second address? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So where is the second address?
72 Katy Did Lane in Hanson.
72 Katy, what's the next word?
Katy Did Lane in Hanson.
In Hampton, okay. And how far away is that in miles, if you had to guess, from your Plymouth address?
20, 25.
Okay. So if you wanted to put that address as a second location on the website, you could do that. But the reason you'd have to open up another location if you wanted to get client calls from that Hampton area is because each Google business page is tied into the address that you give us initially. So the one that we created for Clogston Construction Remodeling is tied into the Plymouth address. And so when people put in your keywords, they'll see your Google listing based on that location and maybe some of the surrounding areas. But if you wanted a map listing 25 miles away, you'd have to get a new listing for that address so that you get kind of double the exposure, if you will. Or... It would in the maps, but if you're running your Google Ads right now in Hampton, then you might not have to add the second location. You see what I mean? Because you have a budget.
Hold on. So I have all this area, but I'm going to be honest with you. I noticed that 90% of my calls come from around that. Okay. 5%. Most of the calls come from that area around the address and from the service area. Does that make sense?
So the phone's cracking up a little bit. I heard 90% of the calls are coming from that area. Are you talking about from the Hampton area?
No, from Plymouth, from where around where the business is located, the address of the business.
Yes, that's because we have the account set up under that address. So if you if you type in, for example, plumber near me, right, you'll see companies coming up on the first page in the maps where there's a little pin mark on the map. And I'm not talking about the paid ads, because the paid ads that will show at the top, those are the Google pay-per-click. You have a budget running those too. But if you just put like plumber or electrician or contractor or whatever you're looking for near me and you see those companies in the maps, those are the ones that are tied into the physical address in Plymouth. So with the ones above that, which are the paid ads, you can run those wherever you like without having an address there. So we could say, for example, and let our technicians know, hey, Robert has a budget of $300 monthly to run Google Ads, so run those ads moving forward in Hampton. And that way people will find you in the maps in Plymouth, but they would also see you in the paid ads in Hampton. But I will tell you that the paid ads, they usually work better for those big corporations that have, you know, thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, you know, because you're having to pay per click with those. So with the local map optimization, you would get much more bang for your buck if you opened up a second location in Hampton.
Okay, now, you know, so how much is that? Hold on. No, I understand. So how much is that going to cost me?
So if you wanted to do the same package that you have now, you could do it for another $4.49 monthly, or we could take the Google Ads off that one and just do the local map optimization, and that one would just be $199 monthly. So if you did that, we could...
Okay, so at least I'll show up organically in the search, correct?
Exactly. Yep, and that's
because
the benefit.
So it doesn't matter. So hold on. From my understanding, it doesn't matter whether I'm putting, you know, money into one or the other. I can still choose to put that for those paid ads to show up where I want anyway.
Right. I could tell the technicians, hey, set a radius around Hampton and set a radius around Plymouth and allocate the ads to run equally in each of those areas. We could do that and then have you pay an extra $199 monthly so that you're showing also organically in Hampton. And that's where you'll get...
Yeah, so let's add that. Let's do that for $199 a month. See how that
okay.
Goes.
Yeah, I know you'll love it that way. That'll be so beneficial for you. So let me just set up an invoice
and
for
we'll
the $199.
So it will show more organic search results. That's really what I'm looking for. Because remember, you know, what I've noticed now, you could try to throw money at things, but with what I do, okay, you got to understand people are, you know, these are larger projects that, you know, people have to take out loans for and stuff like that. So if I try to, you know, you try to throw money at it and jam it down people's throats, it's the type of calls that don't pan out. What I want is to show up organically for the somebody that finally gets their, you know, they finally get their financing from the bank and chooses to make that call. I want to show up. You know what I mean?
Yes, and that's what we're going to do with this new location. That's exactly what this $199 monthly will do. And if you want to separate the sites and have a new site for Hampton, we can do that, or we can use the same site. It's just that what your preference is because you're only 25 miles away. But I could, you know, include a new site also if you wanted to do, you know, two separate sites. So that's just a preference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll create the account and then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you. And actually, I don't have to do a client interview because everything's the same, right? It's still Clogston Construction and Remodeling. It's just
yes.
a different location.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just have them use all the same keywords and everything that go with the first location for the second one. Do you have a separate phone number for the Hampton location by chance?
No, same phone number. No. Let's use the same phone number because it all comes to my cell phone, which is what I want.
So on Google, that's going to conflict. You can't have two listings with the same phone number because that would show up as duplicate information, and it would red flag both of them. Yeah, but we can put a tracking number on the Hampton one for you, which means we would purchase a brand new area. Is the area code in Hampton also 339, or is it a different area code?
What do you mean? Yeah, no, so that 339 is a cell phone area code. I mean, they really don't, you know.
Okay.
This used to be a 781 area.
Okay, mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I just want it, you know, I want it coming, calls coming to my personal phone because if somebody calls and you miss it, it's odd they're going to call somebody else that answers the phone. You know,
yes.
That's usually what happens.
Well, I love that you know that because that's a pet peeve of mine. You would be surprised how many clients that we have that, you know, sometimes we sign them up and 3 weeks goes by and we don't hear from them, you know, and we call them and we get a mailbox that's full or a mailbox that's not set up. And I always tell them, you know, why would you pay a company for marketing to get your phone ringing with new clients and then when they call you, they can't even leave a message, you know? So I like that you're like, hey, if I'm the first one to get them, then obviously they're going to go with me, you know?
That's how I would say, you know, some people, you know, the short wavelength, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I want to do this, and all right, that person didn't hear, so let's go to the next one down the line, you know?
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity for sure. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So now I wasn't sure that I had the address right, so give me that Hampton address again.
It's 72 Haiti Did Lane, in Hanson, Mass.
What's the name of the lane? Did you say Gid?
Katie Gid, G-I-D, like Gid. Like I just
and
did.
Is it Katie, like a name? K-A-T-Y?
Like a name, yep.
Okay, correct. Katie. Oh, here it is, okay. And then Hanson, Mass, 02341? Okay, got it.
Yep.
I can see that. Okay, so that worked. And then we'll get a tracking number for you. So if the area code that goes with Hanson is 781, then we'll purchase a 781 area code number. And when people
and
call it, it'll forward to you.
My phone, right?
Exactly. Okay. It'll still come directly to you. It's just so that we don't have any conflicts with Google. And then if Google has to send you a PIN verification code, with this Katie Did Lane address, you would be able to receive it there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Google hardly ever sends those out manually anymore, so I don't think that part will be needed. But absolutely, yep. If you do see a 5-digit code coming in the mail, just make sure to get it back to us. And then lastly, I'm going to send you another email that says pictures needed for Google optimization, okay? So what that means is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into Hanson and steal your clients, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address, right? So it's going to have 7 different suggestions on that email. It'll say, please send over a work vehicle with tools and a license plate, or please send over a business registration with the Hanson address. If you don't have that, please send over a business license with that address. So they're going to give you a couple of different options there. Okay.
Options to verify.
Tell you that because you don't have to send all 7 items that are on there, but just send the ones that, you know, are being requested. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then let me just make sure, do you want me to do the $199 on the same card that we have?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll process that. And then what are you thinking with the website? Do you want to promote the same website on both locations, or do you want us to get a new website for the new location?
Can we promote the same website for now, and then if I change my mind later, we could always make a new one?
Of course. I'll put that in the notes that if you want a new one for Hanson down the road, that will include it for you. No problem. So let me just get the authorization for this. And then, okay, so that went through. So now what I want to do is I noticed that your next billing is coming up on the 9th for the $449 for your Plymouth location. So what I'll do is after that one processes on the 9th, I'll put both of these accounts on the 9th of each month. That way you won't have 2 separate invoices. Okay?
Yeah, so, there you go. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that way, you know, because sometimes it gets confusing. So the one that will go through on June 9th, that will still be in 449 because that's for the Plymouth location. But starting on July 9th, the invoice will increase to 648, but that will include both locations. Okay?
Yeah,
makes sense? Okay. Yeah, so we will definitely get this set up for you, and please let me know if you have any questions on that email that I'm sending. And that email that I'm sending you is specifically for the Hanson location, so you don't have to worry about any photos for optimization for the Plymouth one because that one's already verified. So whatever information you can send for the new location, please just, you know, put it on that Google form on that email, and that will help us get you verified quickly, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're all good to go. So welcome aboard for your new location. I'm so glad that it worked out, and have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
All right. Very nice to meet you. You have a great night. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And moving forward too, Robert, I'm at extension 777. My name is Tina. So you could always reach out to me if you have any questions too, okay?
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'll write that down.
I can even text it to you if you like. Let me just.
Oh, yeah, if you could, that would be great. I'm driving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put this is Tina from Local Splash, and you can contact me at, and that way you can kind of bookmark it and save my number for future reference, okay?
All right. It sounds great.
All right.
Thank you very much, Tina.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. You too. Yep. Okay, bye-bye, Robert. Bye.